You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure. The
Score! Stand by. This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number one.
This is 5 on It with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris. Layla Rahimi has a day off. Here's the first question. The Bears are back at work at Halas Hall today as they prepare for their second preseason game against the Bills. Do you expect a majority of Chicago starters to play against Buffalo? If we see a majority of the starters sit for a second consecutive game, would you have a problem with that?
I would have a problem with it if the majority of the starters sat again in this game. One of my favorite parts of the game on Sunday, which I attended at Soldier Field, was seeing Tyson Bagent connect with Luther Burden. And on a, what was it, a 3rd and 15, and they got 16 yards, and Burden was fighting for the sticks, and that's all he was looking at. And I thought to myself, that's so cool to see the second round pick make a play like that. I sure would have liked to have seen that from Caleb Williams, though, because that's the guy with whom he has to create chemistry, which is something that, whether it was Caleb Williams' fault or not last year, guess what he didn't have? Great chemistry with his wide receivers, especially the guy that's supposed to be your number one receiver, DJ Moore. So all day you need to be working on that in a game situation with a clock running. Same thing with Roma Dunze. They drafted Roma Dunze in the first round, and it was just, it didn't feel like 800 plus yards last year from Roma Dunze. So those are the reasons why I want to see these guys play. And Ben Johnson said it early. I heard it. I listened. I take this man seriously. He said it is a race to the season. When you sit your starters, if you do it 2 weeks in a row, that doesn't feel like a race to the season to me at all. Play these guys for a quarter.
I would not have a problem necessarily. I don't know if that's the right word, if he doesn't play his starters in that game. I would have questions, though, because my next question is, like, does that mean they're not playing at all in the preseason? Because I can't envision them playing in preseason game number 3, right? Can't see that. And so if you're not playing them, either you feel like they're not ready or you feel like they are all the way ready. And we know if we're choosing between those two things, it's probably they're not ready over they're all the way ready. I think you need to see that offensive line together doing things. And that's just as big a piece of this as the Caleb Williams wanting to see the quarterback play and make sure he's got the connections. Can your offensive line do all the things that you went out and got the individual pieces to come together like freaking Voltron and do? Will they actually jump up like Voltron, or will the left arm fall off? I need to see that in real life. But it, problem? No, because ultimately, hey, Ben Johnson, you the man. It's your team. You know what you're doing, allegedly. So we'll find out together week one under the Monday Night Lights. Not just us, a noon kickoff on a Sunday where it's us in Minnesota. Oh, no. Everyone's going to find out together.
Right. One thing that I don't want too much of either from Ben Johnson is That's what I've done in the past. That's what's worked in the past, sitting the starters, of which he was a part. Obviously, that fell on Dan Campbell's shoulders ultimately. But you want to hear some of that? But hey, man, if this is the Chicago Bears, it's not the Detroit Lions. It can't always be the way you've done it in the past.
Number two.
Switching over to Cubs. Is it time for the Cubs to call up top prospects like Owen Casey and or Moises Ballesteros in an effort to provide a spark on offense?
Yes. The best time to do it was yesterday. The second best time to do it is today. I'll say that. They need guys who have been producing. And if you've been following the Owen Casey journey, let me just tell you, since June 1st, here's the slash line. 343. 438 on base.
This is Casey, by the way.
680 slug.
Uh-huh.
15 home runs over those 48 games. Oh, just yesterday, you say?
Okay.
How about you hit home run number 20 on a 3-for-5 day with a couple of singles to boot? He has cut his strikeout rate down to 23.3% this year. That's good, because that had been the real big question. Can he make enough consistent contact to make his power count? The answer seems to be yes. Get him while he's hot. That's what they did across town on the south side. I think that's worked out pretty well for Colson Montgomery with the White Sox. Would you agree with that?
Yep, take that chance.
So I think both Casey and Ballesteros, last I checked on him, he was hitting big hits to save the Cubs in series when he was on the major league roster. So couple those things together, get them up, figure it out, Craig Counsell, and let's keep it moving.
I hate the fact that we're down to these alternatives, like in terms of making the team better. I mean, I know there's little things you could do along the way in terms of acquisitions, getting a speed guy and things like that, and maybe there's some creativity to be had. But this question was so much better before the All-Star break or the trade deadline, when there were myriad of possibilities of things the Cubs could do, and they essentially did the minimum in this case. So it kind of stinks that you're down to these two guys to bump your team. I love what you're saying about Owen Casey. The problem is with guys like that, it could go either way. He could come up and strike out every time that he comes up to the plate and not be down with major. Like, think about a lot of guys that have come up and they don't contribute right away.
Don't the Cubs already have guys doing that?
That's very good. Oh, absolutely. This is, I'm just giving the cautionary tale that this could go either way. Like, he could get into the same doldrums that the rest of the current major league team
Mark,
is in.
What did Moises Ballesteros do the last time you saw him?
He hit a shot to the opposite field, cleared them bases, boy. He did.
You know what that was? The last time the Brewers lost a game.
Oh my God. That I was going to say, I am actually more excited right now about, or thinking that there's more of a guarantee that Ballesteros can be more effective than Owen Casey at this very moment because of his ability to make contact and his last time up, as you said, making hard contact.
Number three.
5 on it on 670. The Score continues with Marshall Harris and Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. Robbie Triano is our master of all things audio. And I am executive producer Ray Diaz. And
oh, hey,
I am declaring that Brewers slugger Andrew Vaughn is public enemy number one in Chicago. What are your thoughts?
I mean, I can't say no about Andrew Vaughn, who homered again last night in a Brewers 14-0? 14-0 win last night for the Brewers. I mean, I get where you're coming from. The Sox are hating it, and like, give me a break, man. When is this going to end? And of course, we are stung by it. May I offer as a possibility, I don't want to take away Ray's heat, because yeah, Andrew Vaughn is a public enemy. Low key right now, I know everybody loves him and he says fun things and he talks about Kyle Tucker's feet and the kid with the blue hair. Pat Murphy's getting to be a little bit of a pain in the ass too, okay? Because Craig Counsell is supposed to be the one that we're talking about. Instead, it's Pat damn Murphy. So he's a problem.
I have a question, a follow-up question on that though.
Hey, Ray.
Does the nice nature of Pat Murphy, the aw shucks nature, does that take away any of the
sting
for you?
That's what I'm saying. Don't be fooled by it. I was like, oh, this guy's fun and he's hilarious and he's a Notre Dame guy and he coached Craig Counsell in college and he says fun things about PCA. Get the hell out of here. Put Pat Murphy on the public enemies list now.
I just want to remind you, number one, that the Brewers have won 26 of their last 30 games, and that a huge part of that is Andrew Vaughn, who had a negative 1.8 war in 48 games with the White Sox. He has already, in 27 games, accumulated a 1.3 positive war for the Brewers while hitting 8 home runs and driving in 32 runs in those 27 games. He has been a killer. I think he is public enemy number one because I think you said Murphy from the vantage point of a Cubs fan. But what Andrew Vaughn has the ability to do is to unite the North side, the South side, and say, dang, Andrew, that would have been nice. I don't know, the last time we were in the playoffs, that would have been nice this year, last year, the year before that. They're looking like, why couldn't Andrew Vaughn do this in a White Sox uniform? He needed a change of scenery. He needed a trip back down to the minors. But right now, I think Sox fans and Cubs fans are like, keep Andrew Vaughn, keep him away from us.
Sidebar, if I may, extra question about this. First of all, I don't know this. Maybe somebody could check it out. Where is Andrew Vaughn contract-wise? This isn't a contract year for him, is it? Because that would be amazing to think about what...
No.
If Andrew Vaughn was to keep this going, what he would eventually command. Or do GMs and scouts look at Andrew Vaughn and say, this is kind of fraudulent. He was what he was more with the White Sox, and this is not just an atmosphere change.
He's got one more
after this
arbitration year after this year.
Okay.
He's currently on a one-year $4.6 million deal.
Oh, man.
He may earn more than that next year, is my suspicion.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Who do you think, though, to add a bonus question on that, who do you think is the most hated athlete in Chicago sports history? I have mine in my head. But.
Probably any name a Detroit Piston. I mean, it would probably be Bill Laimbeer, honestly.
To me, I thought it was going to be Aaron Rodgers off the bat. I think Aaron Rodgers is maybe the most hateable person ever.
Well, you're leaving out Brett Favre's entire career, too, because he was pretty hated by Bears fans as well.
Yeah, I would have to go with a football player.
No, Aaron Rodgers is good. I mean, that's spot on.
No, I'm saying either one of those guys, though.
Yeah.
Rodgers, Favre. Maybe Aaron, because it's not just what he did on the field, but I feel like more people are mad about Aaron Rodgers' off-the-field antics than Brett Favre's off-the-field antics. And let's be clear, they both have off-the-field antics.
Well, the on-the-field antic, though, that Brett Favre never, at least in my memory, never executed was getting picked up on a microphone saying, I still own you.
Yeah, he didn't try to own us. And by the way, honorable mention for all my oldies out there and for my guy Grobber, most hated Chicago athlete, former Packers defensive lineman Charles Martin for body slamming Jim McMahon at one point in time.
That hit.
That was devastating. Through my, again, prepubescent eyes when I saw that, I was like, don't do that. That's my guy.
Wait, give me the pre-voice crack, Grody, again.
I can't believe Charles Martin just body slammed that guy. That was me. I was so upset, and then, you know, Grobber was able to... I think, what did Grobber say? Something like when he died, because Charles Martin died like 10 years ago, and basically Grobber was like, KMA, good luck with your death.
Wow.
I don't remember the exact words, but it was something pretty harsh along those lines.
Number four.
All right, now to more uncomfortableness with some Brewers talk. The Brewers have now won 11 in a row after smoking Paul Skeens and the Pirates. If they win a 12th straight game, local Milwaukee restaurant George Webb will give away free burgers in a longstanding tradition dating back to the 1940s. It's only happened twice, 1987 and 2018. What would you hope to be given away to Cubs and or White Sox fans if their respective teams were to win 12 in a row? And Cubs, please tell me you got 12 in a row in you.
Wow, Ray is really using this exercise 5 on it to get out his feelings.
Oh,
first with the Andrew Vaughn as public enemy number one, now this.
You heard him walking in the hallways earlier. He's just like, give me 12! Give me 12! We're like, settle down, Ray.
A dozen would be nice. I think it's got to be the Chicago dog or the Italian beef, right? Like that's where I landed on that.
Okay.
And you can pick your poison, if you will.
Yeah, well, right now, I'm just thinking about what I'm in the mood for right now.
Which is?
So that's what I'm going to do. A Kentucky Fried Chicken box of original recipe thighs. 5 of them.
Did you know the potato wedges are coming back?
I didn't know they left. I don't speak KFC.
Speaking it right now.
You're right. Give me 5 thighs in a box and give me some of them wedges too.
Just straight 5 thighs in a box. Why that body part? Is that that's your favorite?
I love that.
Your thigh.
No reason to go with anything else than a thigh.
Thighs are more flavorful than any other part of the chicken.
It's like the ribeye steak. It's the fat part.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, I like your answer too.
Okay. But
you get a biscuit with that?
better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Get the biscuit.
I was going with more of a Chicago flavor. I thought the Italian beef Chicago dog thing.
I didn't feel like pandering at this moment. Right. So, yeah.
Listen.
For a Chicago streak, you pick Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Listen, I did, didn't I? Sometimes you have to pander because sometimes people are in their feelings. And I think
That's true.
Cubs fans are in their feelings.
Okay.
Do I need to remind you? Morose.
Oh, yeah.
Resign. Uh-huh. Resign might have been the most painful one because that means you've given up all hope.
Okay, I'm going downstairs.
Apoplectic.
What's this place down here? Giordano's. That's what I would have.
A slice of Giordano's.
That's
maybe
it.
A personal.
A personal size Giordano's is what we're giving away. Are you happy now?
I am.
I've left Kentucky. I've come back to the city of Chicago.
That's several states traveled, including Indiana, where the Bears might be playing. Who knows?
Still want them thighs, man.
Number five.
Clipping that for sure. Fifth question on Five on It.
Oh, I do. You could use that in whatever way you want, Robbie.
Don't careful.
Sounds like a threat.
Yeah, it
will. Fifth question on Five on It. Wilverhemian and Harris, Mark Rody and for Layla, is a life question.
Oh.
What is the proper etiquette with petting other people's dogs? Do you have to ask? Is it rude to ask?
Yeah, I came up with this question because it is a to me it is a conundrum. Since the pandemic, you know, lots of rules have changed. So I have since the pandemic. Maybe I should have been doing this pre-pandemic. I love other people's dogs. If you are out there, I love your dog. I want to pet every dog because I live in a high rise, so I'm on the elevator. So whenever there's a dog, I'm delighted that the dog is going to be there for the trip. And I don't just pet the dog. I ask for permission to pet the dog. Is that the proper etiquette, or is it rude to not just start petting the person's dog because they might get upset that I'm not petting their dog?
How often do they say no? That's my question, first of all, since you're the one asking.
They've never said no. Okay. Nobody's but that's what that's why I also put on the question, is it rude to ask? Because you're putting the person in an impossible situation. They're not going to say no. They could begrudgingly say yes. Do people want, this is the question, dog owners, do you like strangers petting your dogs, or has that changed since the pandemic? I need to know because I want to pet your dog.
If the dog comes up to me and is already rubbing against me, I will pet the dog without asking for permission.
If the owner hasn't done the whole, come here. And my answer to that is always, it's okay. It's okay. Your dog can lick my shins.
But if, I would say this, if I don't know the dog or the owner, I'm always like, oh, I'm Marshall. What's your name? Oh, can I pet that dog? Can I pet that dog? What's your dog's name? Can I pet that dog?
Does your dog bite?
Do you like breaking news?
Yes. You have it for us?
Yes.
Want
I have
me to
breaking
read it?
News.
Want to read the thing? Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. What you got?
Ben Johnson. This according to Courtney Cronin, who covers the Bears.
Crone dog.
Ben Johnson said that everyone is going to play
there
Sunday versus Buffalo in the Bears' second preseason game. That includes, because, you know, everyone is everyone, Caleb Williams and the starters who sat out last week. Let's go!
Let's go. And this is no coincidence that this came right after the Five on It question. Right,
I was just going to say,
that's right.
This is the first time in Five on It history that we've got a resolution to a Five on It question within 19 minutes.
History has been made on the Raheem and Harris show, and we did it, Marshall.
You know what? I feel so good right now about this news because I've been waiting on it and hoping for it and praying for it. Maybe not praying for it, but I've been hoping for it.
Can we pray? Can we all hold hands?
We need to reward the listener and just give something away.
Oh.
You've already got your big-time Riot Fest tickets. But call or six to the score contest line right now, 312-540-0670. They will win a pair of general admission tickets to see Blink 182, Weird Al Yankovic, Alkaline Trio, Rilo Kiley, The Pogues, and more at Riot Fest Friday, September 19th.
I have been told, too, just as a follow-up to earlier when I was begging for Riot, because, you know, the company is sponsoring Riot Fest this year. I'm not going to say from whom, but somebody of influence from Odyssey Corporation tells me, quote, you will be rioting at the fest, meaning Mark Grody's going to Riot Fest this year.
Who you taking?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to get, hopefully there's two wristbands.
Yeah, there's got to be two. Nobody's going to send you by yourself.
Whatever is in, usually with concerts, I got to go with somebody that I am completely on par with the music. Not a get to know you person. Not a let's have a conversation. Let's go somebody who's into the music. That's what it's going to be.
That's how I am whenever right? I get like baseball tickets or whatever. I'm like, I'm not bringing somebody who's not going to appreciate this experience.
Exactly. Or yes, I used to make the mistake in life, and maybe you do and still do, of taking a first date to a baseball game.
Why would you do that?
Worst thing I could have ever done.
And actually, first date for a baseball game, if you know each other, is not bad because the baseball serves as a background, and you can have conversation freely, and you know what I'm saying? But as a first date of someone you don't know,
right,
and you don't know if they actually like baseball,
it's a waste.
That's a bad idea. That's like going to the movies on a first date. You're not going to learn anything.
Oh, that's so true.
You're not going to learn anything.
So true. You're not going to learn a thing.
Stick with us for more dating advice.
Amen. When we come back, though, we have a mystery man coming on the Raheemy and Harris show. That mystery man,
I mean,
Danny Parkins.
What?
Danny Parkins, formerly of The Score, now big time TV guy with Fox Sports 1, has requested to come on the Raheemy and Harris show and throw something our way to which we will react.
He has one of those mystery dum-dums, you know, the one with the question mark on it. You don't know what flavor it is?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take the wrapper off and see what he's got.
We literally don't know. I think the guys on the other side of the glass might know, but Marshall and I have resisted. We said, you know what? We don't want to know. So it's going to be a surprise party from Parkins coming up next on the Raheemy and Harris show on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party! All are invited! Pop your champagne, smoke them if you got them.
Fight Club. R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
I would think long and hard about firing Matt Eberflus to retain Luke Getsy.
It's a Caleb Williams custom, baby!
I could do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Somehow when I hear past predictions from Danny Parkins, the former Score host, former host of the afternoon show here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, suddenly I don't feel so bad about my rancid prediction about the Chicago Cubs and winning the division in April or whenever I decided the Cubs had won the division. So
they're only gonna remember what you did lately, Mark. It's recency bias. It's killing you right now.
I could use it like 5 or 6 wins based on that. But the reason you just heard that familiar voice of Danny Parkins, who was just on the radio for 24 straight hours, and now the man wants back on again. He is a TV star, of course, from FS1, the expanded version of First Things First, which you could watch right here in Chicago on the daily from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Without further ado, now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Danny Parkins. Download the Circa app today. Parko, what brings you to us today, sir?
I got a lot of thoughts. I got a lot more bad predictions.
Oh, no.
Not predictions. Oh, here we go.
No, listen, hey, honestly, not even really predictions. Marshall, hello. Grody, hello. Nice what to up? Talk to you guys again.
Parko.
Thank you for making time. But, you know, I've watched a few Cubs games of late. And you know, the Blue Jays and the Cardinals, and I've seen some sputtering offense, and then I've been more engaged with the online discourse, which has made me kind of tune in to the radio station discourse. And I got a bone to pick with fans and media, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
May I pick your bone?
The floor is yours.
Okay. Does Jed Hoyer hit right-handed or left-handed? Like, have I missed Jed Hoyer not hitting the ball in a big spot? Because when I'm watching and when I see the numbers, it's Kyle Tucker. It's Pete Crow Armstrong. It's the offense. They were slumping in July. They're slumping in August. They're slumping. Like, they're sixth in baseball in home runs. Kyle Tucker has one home run in the last 33 games. Was Bryce Harper traded at the deadline and I missed it? Like, it was universally regarded as a dud of a deadline because sellers were being delusional and holding on to pieces and asking a king's ransom for the good players. So very few good players were traded. And I heard a lot of, get me Mackenzie Gore, get me Alcantara, get me Justin Verlander, none of whom were traded and none of whom hit. The Cubs need to hit, period. It's very frustrating what the Brewers are doing, and they're making this worse. But the Cubs were 14-10 in July. They're 4-6 since the deadline. That means they're 18-16 since July 1st. Like, they're not the worst team in baseball. They're not getting any wins. They are slumping. Their best players are not hitting. That is not on the manager or the general manager. But to fans like to go at the GM or the manager because they don't buy their jersey.
You can't take responsibility away from those guys, though, Parkins.
What was Jed Hoyer supposed to do for this offense?
Hold on, because you mentioned Craig, too. And this is something that irritates me all the time. When the take comes out, like you're giving, when it comes to Craig Counsell, like he can't be the one that goes out there and hits. He can't be the one that goes out there and helps Dansby Swanson on a pivot from second base on a double play. Then what does the manager do? What are we giving the manager credit for when he does
hey,
well?
Danny.
The manager is supposed to do things to change the lineup, sit guys out. He does bear responsibility, and so does Jed Hoyer bear responsibility because he put the team together.
Wait, Danny.
Why couldn't the Cubs
Danny.
Be the creative team?
Listen.
Why couldn't they have been the team that got Mackenzie
Gore? I understand
Gore?
What you're saying about, especially about the pitching, but I always said because they didn't get the guy who was the top of the rotation ace and they didn't get better relief pitching, because there was better relief pitching to be had, by the way, that put more pressure on the hitters who were already, as you just mentioned, slumping. My issue is this. This team was built with the belief that, hey, we're going to do it around the margins because we're a small market team and this is how we're going to operate, except we're going to make Kyle Tucker for 1 year and now we're not going to take advantage of the 1 year we have Kyle Tucker. That's how I see this, is they're not taking advantage of the fact that they have
Kyle Tucker. If you could fire Jed Hoyer and hire a general manager who would get Tom Ricketts to spend like Steve Cohen, I would pack Jed's bags and put the for sale sign in the lawn in Winnetka. But that's not how it works.
No, I get like, that.
So, like, if you want to say they should spend more money and just throw more money at the problem, I am never going to say no to that. Of course, I'm a fan. I want them to spend all of the billions of dollars on Wrigley's Pact and all of that. Obviously, I'm with you on all of that. And what Carter said about the 2032 team being as important as the 2025 team, that quote to Jesse Rogers, Obviously that's dumb. Like, and obviously he would want that one back. Like, that's obviously a dumb thing to say. Even if there's a modicum of truth into it for how a GM is supposed to look at a team, you shouldn't say it publicly. It's just bad PR. It's bad business, especially in the midst of a scuffling team. But is Kyle Tucker not supposed to play?
So I think Kyle Tucker, if he's hurt, he needs to sit down and they need to get him right. Here's why. Because
is he hurt?
There's reports out there that he's had a finger injury since he jammed his finger in the base. And there may be something else wrong with him that we don't know.
And real quick, when he was asked about it, he was as ambiguous as one could possibly be about it.
No doubt.
And so coming off the Dansby Swanson situation, I don't know if you remember this, but Dansby Swanson basically was like, I was hurt all of the year and decided not to do anything about it, but now I'm going to have surgery in the offseason. It's like, bro, if you had told us that last season, maybe we could have, you know, helped you before wasting a whole season of less than top tier Dansby Swanson.
You don't think the Cubs knew that Dansby Swanson was hurt or the fans?
No. I think both. I think the Cubs didn't know to the degree which Dansby Swanson, who wants to play 162 every year, even though now he's on the other side of 30, that's the problem there. There's got to be a real talk between front office and player and making sure that everybody's on the same page. I don't think they were on the same page.
If players are withholding medical data and medical information from teams and disguising it in that way, then that's obviously a huge story. I do not know that to be the case. Guys are going to want to play, and if the belief is that Kyle Tucker is too hurt to play and they're just playing him because why? Like Council pinch hit PCA the other night and people went insane.
I did not go insane. I said that makes sense.
But now the belief is that they won't sit Kyle Tucker if he's hurt. Like, they've proven that they'll sit a star player, they'll pinch hit a star player, or they'll take a guy out of the end. Like, my point, Grody, is when is it on the player?
I mean, I think the majority, and maybe you're not seeing it this way, I do feel like the majority of...
You think the majority of the ire is at Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong Hoyer?
I think, like, when you're watching these games and you have the third inning and the seventh inning last night where the Cubs had two on and nobody out and didn't strike, well, they got one run from the Michael Busch single, but that was it. That's what Cubs are angry about. That's what the pain is on the moment. Now, I get what you're coming from since the trade deadline. People have been mad that Jed Hoyer didn't strike, that in this sacred season he didn't go after it. But I think, unfortunately, Danny, Cubs fans are used to feeling the pain of an offense not working, especially in high leverage, like 2023.
But
in September when they had a 94% chance of going to the playoffs and they weren't hitting, and that ended up being the problem.
Danny, it's this.
Wait a minute, no doubt. No doubt. Sorry, Marshall. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's this simple to me. Jed Hoyer told you how he was operating in terms of needing people to outperform, right? Even after they went and got Kyle Tucker, they depended on guys like Carson Kelly to outperform. Who was in the cleanup spot last night? Carson Kelly. He's not good enough to be a cleanup hitter on a playoff team, but that's where they have him because they want people to outperform. Everyone that has outperformed, and that includes PCA, by the way, who has taken a jump but has come back to earth, they expect him to just maintain the outperformance to get him into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. My thing is, build a team where you're not expecting everyone to outperform. And that includes third base, by the way, as well. And because you understand that's the general principle, watching it play out in real time is like, what did you really think was going to happen without the booster at the trade deadline?
But do you think Jed Hoyer is just choosing not to spend
money?
No,
this is on the top. This comes from the top. This is ownership and how much money they're willing to spend at the end of the day. I agree with you on that.
Okay, well, so then, like, but at some point, like, the level of anger, like, if the whole point is, like, man, the Cubs should just be spending more money, even though we haven't, like, seen the books and we don't exactly know, and, right, it's all weird across baseball about money made, money saved, like, whatever. If the whole point is, like, the Cubs should just spend more money, fine. I'm with you guys. I'm completely in agreement with you. But, like, they can't right now. Like, they could have in the Bryce Harper offseason. They could have in the Manny Machado offseason. They could, like, right now, the guys that they have, that, by the way, everybody likes, right? Everybody likes Pete Crow Armstrong. Everyone agrees, right? He should play?
Yes.
Everyone likes Pete Crow Armstrong?
Yeah.
I have no problem with Pete Crow Armstrong sitting down for a couple of days. I have no problem with that.
Everyone wants Pete, but everyone wants Kyle Tucker to be signed this offseason, I assume, still?
No. Yes. There's another Kyle I'd rather see in a Cubs lineup. There's another Kyle I'd rather pay the money to.
Schwarber?
Yep.
What?
Listen. Listen.
Less Schwarber, money.
Grody maybe remember, it's the angriest I've ever been at the Cubs on air on the score was when they non-tendered Schwarber. Yeah. I lost my mind on the air. Talked to people in the front office about it after the rant. Like, it was a thing. I obviously love Kyle Schwarber. But Kyle Tucker's the lefty with slug who's here now.
Yes.
Like, I assume Cubs fans do not want him to be gone after this year. despite a 35-game slump.
No, I think for me, it's just the realization that Schwarber would be cheaper and understanding an organization has never given out a $200 million contract, let alone a $300 or $400 or $500 million contract. Now, they may get that Cody Bellinger lucky bump because this guy is not healthy or whatever is going on with him. But
well, no, you want him to be good. You want him to be good and be heading into a contract year where he can get a gazillion dollars.
Yes, because that means if you give him the gazillion dollars, you're going to get the production for the rest of his career.
Right, and because that means that he would be producing in games that matter for the Cubs this year. I think that way too often, like if every conversation is a macro one, then fine, I'm with you. Just talk about the owner and spending money. But sometimes, like, the games happen and we react to the games, right? Like, that's like a huge part of what we do. And if your best players who you like, who have gotten you to at the point of the trade deadline, have the second best record in baseball and a top 10 offense in baseball, if they're not hitting, at some point it's on the players. You guys can tell me when it is.
No, I mean, here's
the players right now.
Here's what I'll say, Danny, and then I got a couple things here for you here in a second. The only thing that I take offense to is the way you presented in the beginning that the whole argument of what the hell is the GM supposed to do? What the hell is the really with the manager is what I'm talking about. There's always something a well-paid manager can do to make his team better, to put his position in a better position to win. So I think I took offense to that more than anything.
Was he doing it? I'm just curious. Was he doing everything that he could do the first 80 games of the year?
I mean, and I gave him a lot of praise for it. Like, even like with benching certain guys, putting Dansby Swanson down in the lineup, moving
PCA maybe the manager's
up
slumping
in the lineup. It's possible. Like,
maybe the manager is slumping.
Yeah,
Danny, maybe the manager.
I got a couple things here for you, really quick, Danny.
Right.
I have received a text message from the powers that be. They have slotted you in for Hit and Run this Sunday. They would like you to host Hit and Run for Matt Spiegel.
We're back with more Hit and Run with Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
When is Hit? When is that show?
I love it.
I never knew. I never.
Do you know who
it.
The host is? The host is Matt Spiegel.
You may know him.
He's talented.
Sundays.
He's a talented guy, but I just never knew when the show was. I'm sure it's great.
He's a very talented guy. The other question I have for you, Park, is do you have the time to stick with us for one more segment, or do you have to go to FS1 World?
No, I can do another segment.
Okay, all right. Keep him and let's
stick
take
around.
A break.
We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the Radiothon. We'll talk about the Bears. We'll talk about everything.
I got some good on-field stories from Cubs for a Cure Day that I haven't told publicly for you guys.
Well, that's what we're going to do next.
I got good stories for you
guys. All right, so I want those stories, and I do save a little time for your Caleb Williams take as well, because you are national, so we want to know what the national media thinks.
Does he qualify as out-of-town stupid yet?
No, no. He hasn't been gone long. He was just here for a 24-hour Radiothon.
You're right.
I was with him for 6 hours. I got him
just stupid.
Everything. Hey, maybe we'll take some of those calls too, huh, Danny?
Let's do it.
This is the Raheem and Harris Show. I'm Mark Grody. More with Danny Parkins in a minute on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more Hit and Run with Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
That's fast production on the Raheem and Harris Show. I'm Mark Grody filling in. Yeah, we are talking to Fox Sports 1 Danny Parkins. He is now doing the expanded version of First Things First. You can watch him today from 4 o'clock until 5 o'clock on the TV if you'd like. What's up, Park? You're our new host for Hit and Run. Congrats, buddy.
I didn't make that donation. And the expanded FTF starts in a couple of weeks. I am on First Things First at 3 p.m. Central today, but the new hour starts in a couple of weeks. So
okay, so you're not on just for that hour. You're on many parts of the show, just not the last hour.
Well, no, for when I do my thing full time, I will be on just for that hour. Today, I am on at 3 p.m. Central Time.
Got you. That's why he's got time for us today.
That's right. And, you know,
I got time.
People know Danny Park is a former co-host of the afternoon show here on The Score. He also recently was here for 24 hours on our radio waves for the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, which raised over $750,000. Marshall and I were both honored to be a part of that. But Parkins, you had a day out at Wrigley Field, too, in which everybody was honored and the word got out as well.
Yeah, it was very cool. Two quick stories from the field.
Yes.
First, everyone knows John Vincent, mm-hmm. the terrific anthem singer.
Yep.
Great hugs.
Chicagoan. Yep.
Did you guys catch how he did the anthem? I know it went kind of viral, but he was like, instead of, you know, land of the free, home of the brave, he did in a land of 23 and like for Rhino.
Oh, I did miss that. I admit it.
No, I heard it. Yeah. It was amazing.
That's sick.
Amazing. Place went nuts. He was a nervous wreck before it. And he was asking me, he was like, do you think it's okay if I do this? And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, you know, you're changing the words to the anthem. People might think it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, man, it's Wrigley Field. It's Rhino. It's Cubs for a Cure Day. You got to go with it. And he's like, I don't know. I think I need Mr. Ricketts' permission to do it. And I was like, you have my permission to do it.
Okay, Parkins. Same difference. Take it easy, Parko.
Okay, wait. So that's what I said. I was like, you have my permission. You should do it. And he's like, oh, you think I should do it? I was like, yeah, man, you should do it. And so he's going back. It was his idea, to be clear. And then I pulled Crane Kenny over. And I was like, Crane, John's got a good idea. And he's like, what? And he pitched the idea to Crane. And Crane was like, absolutely, you got to do it. And so that land of 23, home of the brave thing, was decided by Vincent like 2.5 minutes before he did the anthem. And there was like a like on-field debate that went all the way up to Crane Kenny about whether or not it was allowed to do, which I just thought was really cool. And I thought it was an amazing moment.
And you were just the man, the liaison to I grabbed hey, Crane, get over here.
That's right.
Come here, Crane. Because this was in your no boss formation, right? You came back.
No boss
you came
formation.
Dancing back into Chicago, skipping your feet in here, Danny, because you didn't have a boss.
Brody, it's
did
why
you?
I love the Radiothon because it honors my brother Brad and it raises money for cancer research, but also because I get to call the shots with a lot of people. But none of them employ me anymore.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to be able to be like, I think this should happen. And then I can say something. I was joking with like the heads of like Cubs charities and Cubs events and all that on the field. I was like, what do you guys say about me when the Zoom calls end? They're like, we can't tell you. I'm like, that's fine. But like, but do you agree that we get results, right? And they're like, yeah, we get results, and we had a hug and a beer, and it was great.
Danny, what matters is the sausage gets made. We don't care how the sausage gets made.
You are out here making sausage. Sports Talk Radio. We love how the sausage is made.
Sausage. And then the other one, I'm not gonna give away the whole thing. But Pete Crow Armstrong just gets it. Just know that he gets it. Like he's so the moment of the radiothon with Robbie, the kid Marshall, you and I got to talk with him with, with Layla and with you know his mom and dad and brother who came in, and he had had you know literally hundreds of seizures and different surgeries and tumors and all that. But he said PCA was his favorite player. Made his parents be at the Dick's Sporting Goods when it opened to get the jersey. PCA signed the ball for him, recorded the voice message for him. It was a great moment to kick off the radiothon. Well, the Cubs invited Robbie to throw out the first pitch, and he threw out the first pitch, and he did a great job. And then him and PCA had some time together on the field, and I was lucky enough to be standing like right there. And PCA, again, I'm not going to reveal everything, but he took a lot of time. He signed the first pitch ball for him. He was asking questions. He could not have been more gracious to Robbie's mom and dad and brother. And he just – the kid is 23 years old, and we've all been around a lot of athletes, and we've seen a lot of guys do things that are, like, out of obligation, and they're just going through the motions. Like, this was right before first pitch, and he was so present and so great. And there's something that he did that, again, it's pretty personal, so I just won't – but he just – he did something for Robbie that was great. And it was just an impressive thing to see from a 23-year-old. So Cubs fans, it's like, again, obviously I don't know Pete well at all, but like that's a guy you can feel good rooting for. He totally gets it. And then I don't know if people caught it. I did on the Cubs Instagram account. Like everyone had like the stand up to cancer placard moments. And so many people obviously were standing for Rhino, as was PCA. But on the side of his card, he wrote Robbie's name on it.
Oh, wow.
So he was standing for Robbie too.
That's
he just,
awesome.
I love it's heroes it was, who get it.
It was so cool, man. Like, I have no better way to describe it than just he gets it.
To make things even happier right now, Danny, I would like to give you a minute to tell us what you think based on everything you have heard, maybe seen from Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. Mr. Parkins, are you worried at all? Are you as optimistic as ever about Caleb Williams?
I think the idea of being worried right now is really dumb. I think it's – I know it's training camp, and I know you guys are out there, and I know there have been balls on the ground, and there have been things that have been bad, and I'm not saying that it's all been great. Obviously, it hasn't. But I think being worried is really, really dumb. He was good last year. He wasn't as good as we wanted him to be. He wasn't great. He took 68 sacks, and they lost 10 games in a row, but he was still good. He was still good. So the offensive line is better. The play caller is better. The coach is better. And he's more experienced. If last year was the floor, I have no understanding or grasping of a rationale as to why I should be worried because a few training camp practices with a new offense a few weeks before the first game in his second year aren't going perfectly. I think it's nonsensical.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Danny. It's just we're just still waiting for those successive days, some signs of life, and maybe we'll get it this week when the Bears play the Buffalo Bills on a Sunday night. Danny, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it. Anytime you got a take, buddy, come on in. Come out. I always got room for you, Parkins.
Oh, thanks. Wow. Look at you. I'm pulling aside to Crane Kenny. You're booking guests for Raheemy and Harris.
That's how it goes
write
around
that down,
here, Danny.
Robbie.
We're equal opportunity guest bookers around here. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing what I thought was going to be a hotter take. I'm actually mostly in agreement with everything you said. So,
did you hear that, Danny? Marshall thought you were going to have a hotter take than that.
Well, no, because he was the one who was telling me Justin Fields was good, and I was like, no, he's not. And we went back and forth.
We did build up a lot of mystery because we chose not to get a preview.
I fully admit. Listen, I admit to I can get a little out over my skis and a little hope trafficky with Bears quarterbacks. I just think it's really dumb to watch last year. I think most people agreed, like good but not as great as we thought.
Right.
And then everything improves around him and be like, I think it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Why would it be bad?
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, what we learned last year, he's not a plug and play quarterback and there's more work that needs to be done, but that doesn't mean he could still, that he won't still be great. It's still in play. Danny, we got to go.
We're up against it.
You guys are way too concerned with your clock.
No, clock matters. Clock matters.
Stop. Just tell Mitch to relax.
Listen, one thing I'm not telling Mitch to do is relax. I'm going to let Mitch do what he does. does.
Ray Diaz has a full bearded smile right now, but that smile is of, okay, let's go. Let's get to the damn break.
We got to get to the top of the hour.
I have a read. We have a break. We got a lot to do. Thanks so much for stopping by,
Danny. Get out of here. Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Right.
Thank you.
So that was Danny Parkins. We love him. FS1. He's going to be on First Things First later today. Caller 6 to the Score contest line right now. 312-540-0670. They'll win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs against Atlanta at Wrigley Field. That's Tuesday, September 2nd. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. And as you said, we got more people to talk to. That's why we had to get rid of Danny.
There's a former NFL player on the other side of the glass right now. We're going to bring him into the studio next. His name is Clay Harbor of CHSN. For the next hour, we will talk Bears on the Raheem and Harris Show on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.